Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. So excited to be with you every Tuesday on Om Time Radio with my show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. Boy, we need miracles in the world today. Everyday miracles, you know, to be able to get out of this inflation, to make things more stable, to be able to control the pandemic and bring peace on earth, because we need emotional stability, and we need peace, we need love, we need to come in agreement and in alignment with each other more than ever before. As you can see, it's not easy, because it takes one person, it takes one negative energy, you know, it's like it takes a drop of poison and you can poison the whole ocean. So I'm very concerned about what's happening, and I hope that together we can cope with this and change the situation and shift it in the right direction. But the show tonight is about something that we all want to achieve, and we all want to know much more. And I choose the topic, The Secrets of Successful Dating. A lot of people date online nowadays, and to me, finding the online dating is finding a way to date online is a very fascinating topic. I am trying myself. I'm just honest. I'm trying myself to find ways of dating online. My husband died years ago, so I'm alone, and it was so easy to meet my husband. He was my soulmate, and after you meet your soulmate and he's in your life for so many years, it's almost impossible to believe that one day, you know, after being alone for years, you want to still meet someone else. And then how in the world nowadays you can meet somebody? So dating seems like a hunting task in the context of picking the best option. How do you know who's best for you? How can you distinguish between a person who has pure intention and one who will disappoint you? So meeting potential love interest can be very complex and confusing. But if you know how to recognize, I think, red flags from the beginning, you can avoid getting hurt or falling for the wrong people, which happens all the time. You know, learn how to attract a truly loving partner who's a real match is the theme of the show today. So for that reason, I want you to dial in during the show with all your love question, all your question about dating, and any question you might have, because I'm here for you. This is a calling show. So the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And my wonderful producer, Christopher, will take your calls and will introduce you to me, and we will talk. You know, when we talk, the issues are brought to the surface, and we have always solutions. So Delaney, Marilyn from Singapore, my beautiful friend all the way from Singapore, came from Florida. You guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a moment. Let me just introduce a little bit the idea of the show. As you know, every week I'm trying to come up with something a little bit different. For that reason, I will ask you, if you have ideas for me, if you have suggestions, if you are going through something that you want me to introspect, to dig deeper, to come up with a concept, please, please help me here and send me an email at carmenhara@aol with your suggestions, and I promise I'll make it an entire topic. So as I said, tonight we want to help you navigate to the dating world and help you find a great partner, exactly like I want to help myself. So dating can be a very complex world. It's a complex world of its own. Now, meeting people, picking up the best partner for you is not easy. It can be quite difficult, because it's difficult to go through the elements of dating, such compatibility, red flags, and so much more. There are plenty of people out there, which makes dating more confusing sometimes. You can meet love interests on the internet. You can meet people at a party. You can meet people through a friend on social media. But with so much potential of meeting people around you, how do you know which one is the right for you? How do you know you're not selling for someone just because you're afraid to be alone? How can you recognize if you share that genuine chemistry, that true connection with a person? And if you're meant to be with that person, if you're truly compatible? This is why many people and many women out there don't even date. They don't want to go through the hustle of getting their hopes up and being let down again. We all want to meet our soulmate or the real partner, but not under the pressure of being in a relationship. Because many of us, under the pressure, enter in what I call compromised relationship. Then down the line, we start to feel disappointed. When we're in something compromised, you know, sooner or later, we're not happy. And at that point, it's hard to break off a relationship because you've already developed some kind of a connection, probably some kind of a feelings for that person. And it's much better to know the truth during the dating phase, before you seriously get involved. So if you're currently dating and you want some answer, please stay tuned and please call in. If you're dating right now or if you want to date, this is the show I want you to listen. Because you learn tonight how to attract a loving partner and how to see whether that person is a true match. The most important things to know in a relationship are actually the red flags. So if you pay attention, and for everybody listening, take a deep breath and be honest to yourself. If you see any of the signs I'm going to mention to you, you know, be honest to yourself. These are the red flags. And, you know, better acknowledge them than feel disappointed and allow yourself to get hurt. Let's go through some of the red flags you should never ignore. If the person you're dating gives off the signals, I tell you, my suggestion is walk away, you know, now rather than later. It's just my suggestion. You do whatever you think you need to do, but that's what I would recommend. Now, the first thing that I want you to know is that your intuition is nagging you. Your inner voice will be the first one to reveal when something is wrong. So please pay close attention to your gut feelings. It's no accident if you found something that proves this person isn't who he said he is. Remember, people sometimes lie, but your intuition doesn't. If a relationship seems to be complicated from the beginning, that's a red flag. The perfect partner doesn't exist because we all carry a bit of baggage, but your partner shouldn't be bringing an entire suitcase from his past into your present life. If a relationship starts off complicated, it will only get worse in time. So release it and find a love that's clear and simple. Another red flag is he doesn't want to compromise. The couple that can compromise, cannot survive. A person's ability to compromise quickly becomes evident. At this point, your partner should be compromising freely. And if he's not, the relationship will require much sacrifice on your part. So, again, if it's complicated from the beginning, that's a red flag. If he doesn't want to compromise, that's a red flag. If he has mood swings, that's another red flag. A person, you know, who is constantly up and down, you know, a person who's constantly moving from being nice into being bitter, into having all kinds of extreme emotions, there is a problem there. A person who's mimic all kinds of emotion, hiding those emotion, or riding on an emotional roller coaster, that will take a toll on you. So that's another red flag. If a person is not generous, that's another red flag, because generosity takes many forms. But the most obvious can be monetary. But a person might also be charitable with his time, affection, advice, and good intention. When a person is stingy, greedy, when a person is egotistic, that person who wants to limit his time with you, that's another red flag. So the person who wants to share his world with you, that is the person you want to be with, the person who's preparing a future with you. Generosity, I know it's rare, but it is what you are looking for. So prepare yourself to be a partner who's giving himself to you in all the sense of the word. That's what you want. Another red flag, he's unfaithful. If you discover your partner is disloyal from the beginning, you know, please spare yourself the heartbreak and move on. Chances are that he was prone to cheating long before you realize. Often we believe that we can change people or mold their character. But then, you know, we realize that we cannot do this. So, and then there's going to be a deep disappointment when we see that we've been betrayed. So we at the end, we realize we can't change anyone, and the person we are with needs to change himself. And that's not to up to us. So if he's unfaithful, that's a sign of a toxicity. You don't want to be with anybody who's going to be unfaithful, so better walk away and don't even get into that relationship. That's another sign, as I said, of red flag. Red flag, he treats people poorly. If your significant other, the person you want to get involved with, it treats other people poorly, don't get attached to that person, because if he's rude without a reason, if he's negative in relationship with family members, with friends, with other people, sooner or later he will do this to you. So what I recommend in this case, pay attention to this red flag. And again, I would say better walk away than be disappointed later. Another red flag. Your partner comes and then goes. One of the most frequent complaints that I hear from people is that, you know, they always say, okay, he just disappeared. I heard some of you calling me and said, well, I had this guy who we met three times, everything seemed, and all of a sudden he vanished. One of the, you know, greatest qualities that we can find in someone is stability, dependability. You want to depend on somebody. You want to rely on somebody. You want that person to be there. You don't want to settle on a partner who's distant, who vanishes, who's ghosting, who's ignorant. So when the person goes and comes and goes and disappears, that's a red flag. That's a sign that something there is not for you, and it's not gonna work. Another sign that is not good, another sort of red flag, he doesn't take care of himself. You know, the way somebody treats himself is reflected of the way he will treat you. If your partner is self-destructive, he can be whole. He can, if he's completely careless, with his belonging, with his finance, with his appearance, with his jobs, with his chances, with everything. Look for somebody who handles himself responsibly, loving towards himself, because that's the way he's going to treat you, in the same manner. So that's a red flag. He doesn't take care of himself. Very significant. Another red flag, he can't commit. You don't want to be with somebody who cannot commit. Lasting relationship are the deeply fulfilling bond. We crave for those lasting relationship. But not all of us are able to commit. Consider your partner's dating history. Try to find out how many times he was involved. Has he been able to uphold at least one serious relationship? It will be difficult for your partner to keep up long-term love if he's used to jumping from one romance to romance. A partner who hasn't expressed the desire for commitment is somebody who is not really interested. So I want you to pay attention to all of these red flags, because you want somebody whose definition of commitment matches yours. You want somebody in your life whose definition of life matches yours. So pay attention to all of these red flags that I mentioned. It's very significant. I'm going to go and take your calls, and I know I have many of you online. And I'm not definitely asking Marilyn, Delaney, and Kim to hold on the line. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with you in a second.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and we're talking about the world of dating, dating online, dating in person. And I'm going to go to Marilyn all the way from Singapore. Hi, my beautiful Marilyn. How are you, my love?
How are you, Dr. Carmen? I'm doing well.
Good. So I'm going to ask you, how can I help you tonight? How's everything with you?
Well, it went well. Just to let you know that the land that I wanted, I get it a small piece, but even though the price is 10 times more, I still get it. But it's okay.
Well, so you got the land that you wanted, but you got it at a different price?
Yes, it's way higher, 10 times more.
Well, what happens is that this inflation... Is this inflation there as bad as here? I don't know if you can compare.
No, because that small piece of land is already part of my backyard, and it was given to my father, but we don't have that written agreement that it was given to him. But the owner of this land is already gone to the other side, so the children is like selling it to us now, so I cannot do anything about it but to pay for it.
So in reality, you had to pay way much more than you expected, no?
Yes, correct. Because the cost price is only, it's not that much, but they want me to pay more money on it. So, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. Yeah.
The most important thing is that you got it. But the price of land, is it going up? Because here the price of land and houses is going up like crazy from a day into the next.
Well, that depends on the location, though.
It depends. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still you achieve what you wanted to achieve, no?
I know. That makes me feel happier because it's been stressing me out.
Right.
I still spend the money anyway, so I'm just consoling myself. I console myself. I told myself the love will be with me forever, and then the money that I'm going to pay, they will maybe in 2 to 3 days, it's gone. That's what I console myself.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Anyway, yeah, you remember I met my partner online, right?
Yes. And yes, how is it going? Because I was just thinking of you when I did this show, and when I started talking and I saw you calling, I was just thinking about this. I said, wow. And I wanted to ask you. So what can you tell me about that?
Well, we've been talking, calling each other, having a video call for almost a year now, a year now. And then I know he's a very good person, the way he treated his employees. He treat them like a family, what kind of father he is. But but he said that he's worried that I'm not going to wait for him. And then he said that he hired a best lawyer to do his documents that he neglected for so long. And I don't know when, and he doesn't know when it's going to be approved. So he asked me to wait for him because he can really tell me when he's going to come for me. And I do understand because I'm on the same story as his. Because I'm also waiting for mine, but I have the date, but I don't know if they will approve it or not. So my question is, do you really think this is going to work? Because he's way too far from me. He's in Tenerife, Spain.
But let me ask you, so when you communicate with him, what is he saying to you? Is he willing to plan on a life with you? How is he envisioning a relationship with you?
Well, he is envisioning to have a family with me, to have a kid, to have a family with his daughter because he has 16 years old daughter.
And okay, fine.
Yeah, he said that once his paperwork are done, he will come and get me and then just follow him there. That's what he said. And then he just wants to get married.
And will you be okay with that?
Of course I do. But the thing is when...
Is going to happen. In my mind, if I project this, I think this is going to work very well for you. And I don't actually think it's going to last long. I think you've been already waiting. It's almost, you're almost there. I feel like from now on, probably till August, September, and this is the waiting is going to be over.
Okay.
And I feel like finally, you know, this is going to happen.
Yeah, because it's just like, it's more than a year now. And I know it's not easy because it's not in our control because other people involved to process our old documentation, right? To legalize it so that we can move on. And then he can promise because he doesn't know as well. So he said that he hired his best lawyers to do it, that he neglected it for a long time. So he just asked me to wait for him. And when everything is ready, then he will come over and get me. That's what he said, and he really wants to commit.
I do agree. I do believe this is true. I don't think he's exaggerating. I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling you the truth.
Okay, that's what I want to confirm.
I really believe like he's waiting for that. I do also believe that the process of producing those documents took a very long time. And yeah. He's afraid that you're not going to wait and you might not be patient anymore, which is normal. Mm-hmm. So has he done anything in between, like trying to send you a gift or trying to communicate with you more often or trying to be more loving, more caring, and any of this?
Well, he does communicate to me a lot, but sending a gift, we are not there yet. So I'm not really sure yet. So.
Okay. So is he communicating like with you on a daily basis or? Right.
Yes. Yeah. Like 24 hours a day if I want to.
Right. No, I really believe this is going to work. And I really believe it's very soon. Probably another 1 or 2 months, 3 months, not longer than that.
All right, will do.
So just hang in there and give me the good news. When that's going to happen, just give me the good news.
Oh, well. I know. I just want to, sorry? Yeah. I feel okay. I don't feel worried, but I still need this confirmation from you.
It's because hard to wait so long, you know? It's hard to care for somebody and for such a long period of time to be put on hold waiting for something to happen. So you can, I totally understand. I just understand the sort of the anxiety, the frustration, the insatisfaction associated with the waiting period, you know?
Yeah,
I completely understand. I completely understand this.
We're only human, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just want something that I need to hold on, that at least...
Right. Exactly,
I need someone like to confirm me, he's not... that he's telling the truth, you know? I know he's a good person. I know the way he... because he tell me everything about...
The man has no interest of lying to you. This makes no sense for him to...
Yeah.
But you know, I gave, when I did the beginning of the show, I gave some red flags. Keep those in mind, the red flags, you know.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, that from those red flags that you notice, if you notice, do you notice any of the red flags that I mentioned?
So far, he doesn't have those kind of red flags, so I'm confident.
Okay, so we're good. Because those are the obvious red flags that anybody should pay attention. If you see any of those, then there is a problem, you know?
Understand.
If he treats anyone else bad, you know, if you find that he's lying about something, you know, if he's disrespectful, if you find that he's cheating or he's doing any of those things, if he's not generous with his time, if he's not doing things for you, you know, if he contradicts himself, he has... emotions that are conflictual. If you see him flip-flopping emotionally, today he's angry, tomorrow he's nice. So pay attention to all of this detailing of manifestation, the way he's expressing himself. That creates a real picture. It's okay to wait. In this waiting period, it gives you the opportunity to get to know the man. Communicate with him as much, because communication brings a person to the surface. In all this time in which you are not necessarily together only through the camera, you know, when you see each other, you actually have a chance to get to know him better than you imagine by paying attention, by provoking him into revealing himself to you. And this whenever you will move together, you will know everything about him already. So take at least advantage of this opportunity. Use this waiting period to your advantage.
Okay, great.
So I think I'm trying to teach you something significant, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Kamel. I'll let you know.
I love you, my Marilyn. I love you so much. And keep me posted anytime you call me. I'm very glad. I'm very happy to hear from you. Let me know in the near future when all of this is going to come to life and when finally your dream is coming reality, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. I keep praying for that.
I love you, my beautiful Marilyn. Love you, my dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Delaney. How are you, my Leah Delaney?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, my love. I cannot hear you so well. Can you speak a little bit louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better. Better.
Okay. Better?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's better. How are you, my beautiful friend? How are you? How can I help you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually casually dating, but I was calling because I'm noticing, like, most of the guys that I talk to are, like, walking red flags. And I'm wondering if a soulmate is going to manifest in my life soon.
So the person you're dating now, who is he for you? Who do you think he is for you? Is just some kind of a compromise, some transitory, something karmic? What is he for you? In your understanding.
Definitely karmic.
Something karmic, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not really...
Do you mind telling me when you're born and when he is born? I will tell you if it's karmic.
Yes. He's born March
19th, 1998.
March 19, 1998. And you? April 17, 2000. Actually, sorry, he's born 2002. 2000 as well, not 2002.
Oh, hold on. So he's March 19, 2000. And
yes.
You, April 17, 2000. Am I right? We have to be precise on the timing.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just a minute, beautiful. Okay, hold on. It is karmic, but in a previous life, you guys were not... you were brothers, sister and brother. You were not lovers. Which is interesting. Don't you feel for him exactly like you feel for a family member?
Yeah, it feels very, like, unconditional.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I care about him no matter what. Even tomorrow he's not in my life, I will still care about him.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the person in your future. I think he's in your life for now. I do think he has all kinds of issues. I think he doesn't know what he wants yet. He might not know what he wants for a while. I think he wants to be free. I don't think he wants commitment yet. Do you see that?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Not because he's young, you know, because, 22 is still young. Not because of that. Mm-mm. Just because he might not want commitment for a good number of years, you know. So, the fear that I have is that he might, even if he gets involved seriously with somebody who gets married, he might end up in a divorce. So I'm not convinced this is your man. So I don't want to disappoint you, but I want to tell you someone else will come into your life who will really be the right guy for you.
Really? See, because I was feeling like it's not working between him and I, and
yeah.
I was wondering when a new person will manifest, or if it is even a new
and
person.
And I will tell you, that new, because that's why you call this show, that new person comes into your life from this spring all the way to the spring of 23, and you will let me know, and this person who's coming to you is a little bit older than you, probably 2-3 years older. Somebody who's graduating a college, tall, very attractive, very handsome man, very elegant, very put together, smart. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. What an amazing person. And this is the man who's going to take very good care of you. This is the man you're going to marry and build a life with and have kids with. You'll tell me about this new man. Way better than this one, a million times better in every respect of the word.
Oh, wow. Do you know his zodiac sign?
His
or
sign?
His birthday? Yeah.
I don't know if he's a Virgo. I'm not sure. It may be.
Okay.
But what I like, this man is so elegant, so classy, so attractive. It's like too good to be true, you know, too good to be true.
Oh,
he has
wow.
so many qualities, yes. Everybody will say, oh my God, you are lucky, you know, because
really?
It's very hard to find somebody like this, yes. But he is meant to be. It's like part of your fate. This is meant to be. It's your destiny. Yeah.
Is he in my life right now? Like, do I know him?
I don't have a feeling. Do you know anybody like that?
I have someone in mind, but I don't know if they're the person you're talking about.
So he's handsome, he's tall, he's elegant, he's classy, graduating college, good family. Very, 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 you know, somebody who has style, he has class. The way he, the outfit, he takes care of himself. He has such a presence. He's tall.
Is he a business owner?
Yeah, this is somebody, and he's also educated. He has financially very successful. I mean, this is somebody, when you look at him, you already see success is written on his forehead.
Okay. I don't know if I know him yet, but I am excited. You said next spring?
Right.
Or this spring to next spring I'll meet him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any moment from now on, all the way. Any moment from now on. It can happen in a month. It can happen in
okay.
a week. It can happen in six months. It can happen in 10 months. But all the way up to the spring of next year, any time in this timing, from today all the way down to the spring of 23, it's like I give you I stretch the time, you know, you're in the moment of your life in which this man will come into your life.
Oh, wow. That's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. And you deserve somebody like this, you know?
I'm
it's going to be a perfect match for you, my love. This is so great. So
can
great.
You tell
this
me...
guy is not. It's only for now. Sorry.
Okay, I was just going to say, can you tell me more about like how I'll know that it's him?
You'll just know. You know when you know your instinct, something tells you this is your man. This is
yeah.
the person for you. You'll just know. Yeah, you'll just
okay.
know. Yeah. You're not
okay.
going to have a doubt that this is... You look at him and you'll recognize everything you are told. You'll feel it. You'll sense the connection, the chemistry. You'll feel his soul. You'll say, this is it. And you're at the beginning of a life cycle, so this is the perfect time for you to meet this man. This is your time.
Oh, wow. That's
okay.
so nice.
Okay my
Thank
beautiful
you.
Delaney. Anytime you want, I'm here for you. Just call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my love. I love you, beautiful. Thank you for calling. I'm going to take a short break. And I'm going to go to Florida to Kim. So hold on the line. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose. To link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. I'm back on Home Time Radio. So excited to be with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my wonderful producer, Christopher. And tonight, we've been talking about the secrets of successful dating. Very hard to find your partner sometimes, and there are all kinds of secrets. And I'm going to tell you in a little bit about the 5 secrets to find a good partner. I'm always trying to put together ideas to kind of help you stay focused and, you know, understand that in everything, you know, there are things that you have to follow, things that you need to pay attention. But I'm going to go first to Kim. She's been patiently waiting to speak with me. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
I am great. You, my dear?
I'm good. So almost like the last girl that you just spoke to, as you know me, I mean, a lot of people that I've come across, I've seen some red flags, whether they're not ready for the relationship due to past relationships and they need time to heal. So, there was one guy named Greg, and he was like going back and forth with, I guess, you know, he knows he needs to get divorced, but I kind of stepped away from that. And then I met this other guy, and I really like him, and we connect. And I was wondering what your thought was on him. He's a doctor, and he's got head on his shoulders, and I don't know if he's just taking it slow, or what is his intention?
I don't have a feeling that he knows exactly what he wants. I feel he's taking his time. I think he's looking for different women in the same time. I hate to say that, but that's the feeling I have. Like the man is looking to see if there is different women out there. Did he invite you out to dinner, lunch, anything like this? Did he try to really set up a date or no?
He asked me on Saturday to go out, and I did, and we had a great time.
Okay.
But I don't know. It just seems like the communication, it's not where I want it to be, but on the same token, I know he had broken up with a girlfriend a few months ago, like maybe 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know if he's just taking things slow or, like, that's why I want to talk to you. I mean, obviously, you think that...
No, I feel... I tell you honestly, there's a side of me that's not very enthusiastic about the fact that he's not really ready. He thinks he is. He said he is. But on the other hand, he wants to give himself a chance to be... navigating more, explore more, see if there's some other people out there. He doesn't want to settle. Even if he's taking you out, his intention is not to 100% settle down, you know?
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I can feel that. So do you
so,
see it
so
anywhere,
that's a red flag to me when somebody, talking about commitment, when somebody doesn't come in alignment, because you, on the other hand, you are kind of ready for a commitment. You just don't want to play games. You know, you know pretty much what you want and where you stand.
So he's just kind of holding on to me in the process of as he's looking and exploring?
Yeah, he likes you. He's not convinced that, hey, I really want to, you know, commit to her. I'm just put it on hold for now. I will let go meet her, but I'm not going to make a promise. I don't know exactly. I'll wait. I'll see how it goes. Something like that.
Okay.
And I'm not that excited about this, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you.
Right.
Do you see him changing and coming around, or not really?
No, he has all the chance to come around, but it takes more time. And for that, you need to be aware. You need to be aware this is where you stand. It doesn't mean this is not going to get better. It will get better, but you need to be patient with him.
So do you recommend me being patient, or do you, I mean, either way, I'm not settling with him. I like him, and I have other dates that I can go on, but I do like him.
Well, you see, he thinks the same way. So I'm not settling with her. Exactly. So take your words and put them in his mouth. I'm not settling with her. I'm having other dates. So this is where you are, and this is where he stands, you know?
Well, the thing is, the reason why I'm not settling with him is because he's not pursuing me more. So I'm not waiting around is basically what I was saying. If he pursued me more, I wouldn't be going on other dates. So I just said that because I'm moving on. I'm not, like, putting all my eggs in a basket with him. But if I am patient, do you think that he would come around and want a commitment? I mean, what is your thought?
In time, he will come around. If you give him more, if he gets more, how should I put it? If you're more patient and give him more time and don't put any pressure, he just will reach the conclusion, well, you know what? She's better than anybody else. I pay attention around and I've seen her being probably more the person I want to be with, so I'm going to go for it, you know? Does it make sense?
Do you think he's worth my patience?
What did you say?
Do you think he's worth my patience? My time, like, you know.
It's worth it. Yeah, it is. It is worth. The man is great.
No, no,
he's
no.
great.
You think he's worth it? Do you think he's worth the time, like, in the long run?
That's what I already said. He's worth. He's worth your time. Yeah.
Okay.
So I will not dismiss him. Meanwhile, you know what? Be open. Be open. If you want to be open to other things, why not? You know?
Should I feel like, well, I don't know why. I just feel like because he doesn't really communicate a whole lot. I feel like I don't want to overstep my boundary with him. Should I just let him court me and let him do the work, or should I participate?
Try both. Try both, you know, I mean, see how it goes. Be very flexible with this man.
He texted me yesterday, and then I texted him back, but he didn't text at all today, and neither did I.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so I let it go. I just feel like he's not there yet, and I don't want to be like, you know, always be the one texting, so I just choose not to even, I almost choose not to text, but I want to.
I hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to, you know, not go for what I want, but on the same token, I don't want to smother him with being overbearing of, like,
agree.
That can be a turnoff to a guy. So,
yeah. True. Yeah. Correct.
So participate, but let him do the most of the work.
Agree.
You agree?
That makes sense. That makes all the sense in the world. Yeah.
Do you have any idea of when he would come around? I mean, is this going to be like a long haul?
It might take a number of months. It's also very possible for you to meet other people. I don't know if you should really wait only for him or just be open to anything else that might be coming to you, you know?
Does it look like he could be a significant other?
He can be. He has potential to be. He has potential to be. But, again, I don't think he is the only one. I think we will talk on the phone and probably you will mention somebody else in a number of months from now.
Okay.
Because there is a side of you that is not willing to wait forever, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, who would, right? Someone comes along,
yeah,
you're going to go.
What about
that other guy, Greg? What about the first guy I was telling you about? Is he just gone?
The one that... that disappear from the face of the earth?
No. You're funny. No, but I did run into him, like you said. I ran into him at a graduation party last week, and he actually kind of blew it off and wanted to give me a hug like nothing happened. And I just was like, I just walked by. But no, the other guy, Greg, that I saw, he was like, his wife left, and he's trying to figure out life, you know, without her. And I just, she comes mm-hmm. back, and she overheard that he was dating, and now she came back. So she was cheating on him, and now she wants her cake and eat it too, it seems like. Like, I can cheat, but I'm going to come back in your life, and I'm going to, oh, now let's go to dinner. Oh, now let's do this. And I feel like he was confused, so I just told him I don't want to be part of that. And I kind of cut it off like 3 weeks ago, and I haven't heard from him yet. And mm-hmm. We had a really deep connection, but again, you know, he's got to figure out life. So I was just wondering, is he gone or is he going to come back? Is he going to get divorced?
Well, that guy also might come back, but that also can take a while.
Yeah.
But to me, my excitement is that somebody new will appear.
Okay.
So I don't really care about these people resurfacing. I care about looking into what's new. Because I think that what's new is better than any of these guys.
Oh, really?
So allow the new. Yeah, allow somebody new to come into your life.
Yeah, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Whoever's
right.
willing to open up their heart emotionally,
right.
I'm right here ready. If you're not, you snooze, you lose.
Right.
So as to this guy, this Dr. Andrew, do you think like he's going to reach out in the next, like, I mean, he reaches out every day almost, but do you think I'll see him like on and off, like he wants to like date a little bit or not really?
Not really.
Really?
Hmm.
So you don't see him reaching out in the next couple of days to hang out?
I see him reaching out, but I don't see the serious.
Okay.
So I see That's him. Well. So I, as I said, I see him reaching out, but he's not ready, really ready.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But
I think he's putting you on. I see him reaching out. I see him inviting you. You want more than this, you know? If you, the fact of the matter is, you want way more than this.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
We'll reach out, we'll hang out, but it will always be like this kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, but you don't want that just to hang out and have fun. You want something more serious.
Right.
And if
so
that's all he gives you,
now.
you might not be happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really thrilled right now. I thought it would be a little bit more. Normally, when someone really wants it, they put a little bit more effort, time, and energy, you know? So
right.
I'm not seeing that, but I do like them, and I just thought maybe with the breakup with the girl, sometimes, you know, you just need to just stop and you know, when the ground shakes from underneath your feet, you know, you just need time. I've had that done with myself. So I didn't know if it was
right.
personally me. So he does like me, but does he like me?
Yeah, he does.
But
he does. You have to make the difference between does like you, thinks you're terrific, blah, blah, but getting seriously involved is taking everything to another level of power. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
He might not want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So
well,
he wants
right.
to keep it at this level. And that's what I think you might not be happy.
No. Yeah.
That's
well,
what
I'm
I think you should open up your mind and your heart to anyone else, you know, and allow something better to come into your life because you deserve better.
Yes, I agree. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I really do agree. So, I mean, right now I'll just have patience and I'll keep going on with my life. And if things move
right.
forward, like you said, possibly you could, then great. If it doesn't, then, you know, oh, then it wasn't
right.
meant to be.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and I wanted to let you know, my son did commit to the baseball team. I was so excited. Remember,
but didn't I tell you he will?
Yep. He did it that day.
Right.
He did it that day. I was so excited. You know, what a great opportunity.
That is really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I was so nervous, and you were right. I was like, thank God. You know, he's making a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Very
you, Carmen.
Good choice. Okay, my love. Thank you for calling me, Kim.
All right. Always. Thank you. Love
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Okay, my dear. Everybody listening, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you calling in, appreciate you listening to my show. I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll be with you next week, same place, same time, Om Time. And meanwhile, stay safe, be happy, and enjoy. Life is beautiful. Life is a celebration. I'm Carmen Hara, and I love you. Thank you.